Welcome back into Bet on Chicago here on WLS 890 AM. Our final guest of the hour coming up in just over 15 minutes is going to be Jonathan Davis. Jonathan is the hockey expert at VSiN. We've known Jonathan for about a dozen years, and he does a great job. And this is his prime time of the year here as we headed down the regular season path and now into the Stanley Cup playoffs, the best playoffs, I believe, of any of the professional sports, where the seedings don't necessarily mean a lot. And you used to see, of course, in the old format, 8 seeds make it to Stanley Cup finals. Now, of course, we have the wild card 1 and 2, and everything's by division. But we know the 8 first round matchups in the NHL, and I wanted to talk about then before we get Jonathan's thoughts in terms of our futures that we had bet during the season. They didn't come out too badly. Remember, we took Ottawa to make the playoffs prior to the year beginning at a small plus price, and the Senators ended up with the wild card 1 in the East. So congratulations to them. We've been had our eye on that team for a few years now. Took a shot with them at plus 250 to make the playoffs last year. Didn't get there, but the ticket cashed this year. I would say in the West, a team I think is similar to Ottawa is Anaheim. This is a good young team, and I will probably be delving into their market to make the playoffs next year. I am a big fan of Lucas Dostal, their young goaltender, as he sort of takes the reins from John Gibson, who's done a great job in Anaheim for a long, long time between the net. And then remember, we also took a shot at a plus price in season on the Montreal Canadiens, who had came right down to the last game of the year. They needed to defeat Carolina in Montreal in order to lock up the spot. They did do that. If they hadn't, that would have left the door open to Columbus, which is another great story, of course, overcoming the tragedy of Johnny Gaudreau and his brother who were killed in that auto slash bicycle accident right before the season started. So we cashed both of those tickets. We also cashed Blues to make the playoffs at 9-1. If you folks remember, now some of you got in at 7-1, some got in at 4-1. I got in along with Mike Somich at 9-1. So 3 very nice futures, all at plus prices cashed. The one that didn't cash was my bet at plus 750 that Colorado would win the Central Division. Ends up, they finished 3rd, but interestingly enough, they'll be taking on Dallas, who finished the 2 in the Central. And Colorado, although not having home ice in this series, is a $1.60 favorite. I look, that's painted across the board, $1.60. Get back 140 on the Stars. Now you have to remember the collapse of the Stars down the stretch. Remember, they changed the rotation from Ottinger into Smith so that Ottinger could start in Minnesota, and they started Casey DeSmith on a Saturday against Pittsburgh Penguins. Now, granted, the 2 weeks prior to that, the Stars had been woeful on defense, giving up 40-plus shots per game. In fact, there was a 3-game stretch where they averaged allowing 44 shots per game, and now they lead into this. They lose to Pittsburgh at home. They blow a late lead. Then Ottinger goes and plays at the Wild. That's his home state. Loves to play against the Wild. They lose that game, though not his fault. They go on to lose their last 7 regulation games. And oh, by the way, played all their starters in the meaningless final game of the year at Nashville. And Robertson, their star forward, gets hurt. We still don't know the extent of the injury, but everything going against them. And they haven't even been competitive in these games down the stretch. And now we see Colorado favorite. There's a couple of series I wanted to pay attention to and give you my breakdown on in a little bit of depth here. Before I do that, let's just remind everyone that this segment each week is sponsored by GBank. GBank is the card specifically for sports bettors. 100% guarantee that all of your deposits will go through. There'll be no blockages at all. And no minimums, and you can earn cash back. That's GBank, one of the main sponsors of VSiN at this time as well. The Toronto Maple Leafs ended up winning a very tough Atlantic division where virtually nothing separated Toronto, Tampa Bay, and Florida the last 2 months of the year. Tampa Bay made a big push in the second half, especially post Four Nations faceoff, but Toronto held on and they got the one seed. So the Battle of Ontario ensues as Ottawa got the wild card one. Interesting price here. Maple Leafs only $1.75 favorite. Get back $1.50 on the Senators. Toronto's biggest advantage is the same as it usually is. The team's best forwards are really, really good. On paper in this series, it's clear that the Maple Leafs have the edge. Ottawa has the worst offensive rating of anyone in the 16-team playoff field, and its defensive rating is half of Toronto's. All of that is a moot point, though, if the team's top players don't deliver, and if Ullmark shows his worth over an unproven Solars, who we assume will get the nod in net for Craig Berube and the Maple Leafs over Joseph Woll. My numbers show Toronto will win this series 76% of the time to 24% for Ottawa, but you know these young kids from the Senators will relish this spot, and the whole country will back the Sens against the hated Leafs. Like I have said before, it's now or never for this group in Toronto, who I do believe is more mature now and can handle the favorite role. But if the little brother punks them in round one, I don't know how this franchise recovers. So there's an interesting look there on that series. And the price reflects, I think, what I'm saying. We'll delve into some other series with Jonathan Davis as well coming up after the break. The other series that I have particular interest in, of course, with Las Vegas being right here, is VGK versus Wild. Now, that's a similar matchup to what I just discussed in Toronto versus Ottawa. It's number one in the Pacific, VGK, 2 years removed from their first Stanley Cup, taking on number one wildcard Minnesota. And that was important, the race down the stretch. I think the Wild have been healthy for the very first time. And they only have two advantages, though, against a VGK team that doesn't really have many weaknesses. One, their power play is very good, and VGK's penalty kill is arguably the worst it's been during its 7 years. And the best player on the ice is going to be Kiprusoff. So those are the two edges for the Wild. But I think VGK doesn't do anything poorly. They don't give up odd man rushes. They don't take dumb penalties. They're the least penalized team in the history of the NHL. Think about that. My numbers have it VGK 68% of the time to the Wild, 32% of the time. And the series price does not necessarily reflect that. The series price is VGK minus 245 and the Wild plus 210. So I would recommend a small play on the Wild and then maneuver from an in-series perspective based on what you see. Remember, the Wild are a very good road team, and they'll start out in Las Vegas on Sunday. This is Bet on Chicago.